Welcome to this episode of the Security Clearance Careers Podcast, Clearcast, your source for security clearance, intelligence community, espionage, national security, and defense contracting updates. In our exclusive interviews with intelligence community and government leaders.
Hello, hello, and thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Security Clearance Careers Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Helbling, and I have Jill Hamilton with me today. We're going to do a roundup of the top read news articles at news.clearancejobs.com last month. Always good to kind of look back and see what might be ahead in the future. So, Jill, thanks so much for joining me. How are things in the world of national security editorial and content at the news site?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking me to join. I feel like it's been a while for you and me to be back on the podcast. It feels right. Feels good. Things in national security keep trucking along, you know, so lots and lots to talk about. Looking forward to diving in.
And I know that you're kind of head deep in the security clearance compensation report that just released and all of the different white papers that we're going to release throughout the year. So I'm excited for folks to kind of dive into that content. But without further ado, let's talk about what some of the top read articles were over at the news site last month. And, you know, the first one I'll dive into isn't really that surprising. It was 10 high demand career fields with six-figure salaries. And what I really loved about this one with that Ron Ness, one of our contributors, wrote, is it kind of focused on careers that might be a little surprising for high demand career fields. So the first one was actually a nurse practitioner. And so NPs work with patients in a variety of healthcare environments, including hospitals and clinics. But obviously NPs are a part of our ecosystems because, you know, military needs healthcare workers, different agencies might need them as well. And so the education requirement for that one is a master's degree. And the median pay was $125,900. So that one was number one, I thought was really surprising. Others not as surprising on the list were data scientists, information security analysts. Those are obviously important to any sector in the United States. And then number four was actually medical and health service manager. And then following that, physician assistants. And then we had software developers, actuaries, computer and information research scientist, veterinarians, which I thought was funny. Median pay, $103,260. And then to cap off that list, database architects. So that was our top read article, but really good to take a look at compensation. Obviously, that's your world, Jill. So those were 10 high demand career fields with six-figure salaries.
Yeah, what I love about what Ron does here is that he takes the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and which, because I feel like that complements really well with what we do with running our annual compensation survey, because it broadens it outside of just security clear jobs. I mean, obviously, it might be challenging. You might be able to be a veterinarian that requires a security clearance, but I find it hard to believe. You could be a chef, but maybe not a vet, you know?
Well, canine handlers, they might need some veterinary care. You never know.
That's true. I wasn't even thinking of that. See, it's just so interesting. So that's what I love about the list, is that there's all these different jobs where, like, you can find things that you're like, they're going to be in high demand wherever you go. And even in the world of security clearance, that you could actually find things that are in high demand there too, and get paid well to do it. So I think sometimes people don't realize that. So that's why I like the diversity of the different options that are on the list for people to look into, and the demand that's there for the job to show that it's not just like going to go away or anything, you know, that there's always going to be this high demand for these positions.
Yeah.
I can talk jobs and salaries for a long time. So.
Oh, don't I know it? But and what I really love about these kind of listicles that we do at the news site is it can be a great resource for those that are transitioning out of the military and maybe their military occupational specialty. It's just not translatable, but some of these are maybe directions that you can kind of at least do research on to see if it's something you might be interested in pivoting to.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So number two, the article is, what is a SCIF, also known as a Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility, an acronym that I can easily get right because I only ever really thought about it as a SCIF and didn't stop, you know, when I was working in one, not stopping to really think, what that stands for, because I just like right. file that into my brain with all the other acronyms. But what I love about this, you know, Lindy has a video on this as well embedded in the article. So if you're a listener and that's what you prefer to do, just click on the video too. But it goes into, sometimes we don't think about what all goes in there. In like age where we want so much remote work, we don't really think about what the government's requiring in order to keep our information and our secrets safe. So it's a bigger conversation when it says just go work at home or things like that in national security. But I think it's an important one. But I also love, lately, I've been out in the wild at events, I've run into companies that build SCIFs, actually, and just the different things they've looked into to help with like ergonomics, as well as, is that the word I'm looking for? Ergonomics, like making everything more comfortable for you, right?
Definitely.
You know how you say something out loud, it's outside your head, you're like, wait, that lived in my head for a while. But so anyway, and also even like mental health things, you know, there's another company I've talked to, and they have their workforce, you know, has different challenges, and they definitely they seek out people who are neurodivergent, and they've made changes like blue lights instead of red lights in the SCIF, but just a lot of different things, because it's actually really sometimes mentally challenging inside the SCIF, just because you're there all the time, you don't see the light of day depending upon what level you're at. So that's why I think it's super interesting. You should read the article, no matter what clearance level you're at, just being, you know, to know what goes into that. Or if you're a company looking to get into what's this whole world of national security and how can we pivot to working for the government, you know, this is a really helpful tool to, you know, just understand all those different requirements and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely check out that article and the video that Jill referenced. Lindy does a weekly series on our YouTube channel, and those can be both humorous and very funny, but also really informative. And, you know, this one, when you spoke to improving SCIFs for folks who might have disabilities or be neurodivergent, I know that the Government Accountability Office recently did a study, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, selected agencies to take a look at, you know, maybe inaccessible entry doors for those interior workspaces, challenges with electronic door locks and intrusion detection systems, and absence of tactile signage. So yeah, SCIFs, while, you know, the article kind of talks about what a SCIF is, there are so many different implications. And yeah, like you said, Jill, it really is kind of a larger conversation when it comes to, you know, where the workforce is working within the cleared space.
For sure.
Yeah. And so our third top read article of last month was launching a space career, with Booz Allen. So Booz Allen, one of our favorite partners on the Clearance Jobs platform, they talked a little bit about the space job opportunities that they have. They're looking to hire aerospace professionals in fields ranging from engineering and architecture to finance. So when you think about space, and you might not have the technical skill set to add to that sort of arm of national security and cleared work, they are looking for other types of skill sets. Yeah, that's a great article. And Booz Allen, they have a great working culture. You know, a lot of folks that I know that work at Booz Allen, they've been there for so long. And so that talks about some of the opportunities that they have within the space world, which tends to continue to take over headlines as we're in the battle for space.
For sure, for sure. Even in that article, there's, I believe it's for the webinar that they did with us. So I think that's just a good reminder to check out the different webinars that we have. So if you have them come in, it's just a lot of useful information from different companies. You can learn about their culture or just different opportunities or just, you know, just great ideas and thoughts that they have on things like space too, you know.
Well, and you know, those webinars as well, I hear from, you know, job seekers and candidates, you know, I'm not getting any traction with on the Clearance Jobs platform. You need to think about all the venues that you can meet with professionals at the companies that you're looking to target or looking to apply to. These webinars can be a great way to engage with folks and actually ask specific questions. I know that we have that functionality within our webinars. So, you know, career fairs, obviously direct messaging on our website, but also these webinars and other sort of virtual events that we're offering can be a great way to connect.
That's great. All right. So the last on our list is the four areas top performing security professionals must master. And this is a great overview of NSI Impact 2024, the conference coming up for security professionals. I will be there in Chantilly, Virginia. Lindy Kaiser will be there too, running a panel. And it's just, you know, it's really important. I run a survey for FSOs each year as well, and just asking them where they get their annual training or where they keep up on the latest. And a lot of people do use third-party events like NSI, as well as a few others out there. But this is a way to know what different threats are going to be coming in, or updates to the NISPOM, you know, different ways to be efficient and, you know, ways to engage with your stakeholders. There's just a lot of great content there. You'll hear from people in the industry that are working side by side with you, as well as government officials giving updates on, you know, processing times. Doha is going to be there. And, you know, and just a lot of the people that are out there doing the work, making sure like everybody has the updates that they need. Probably going to talk about CUI a little bit, you know, the biggest topic that seems to be a big headache for FSOs, as well as security clearance processing times. So they're up, they're back, they're down, all those things. So NSI Impact 2024.
And so I know that anyone working within the security field, if you're a security nerd working on personnel security, that can be a great conference to attend. And, you know, I've actually never been to NSI Impact. Is there a physical security component, like when it comes to, you know, building SCIFs or, you know, maintaining physical security systems for some of these locations? I'm just not privy to that.
They've had some elements to that, talking about the SCIF, especially when when remote work's been part of the conversation as well. And then sometimes there'll be some of the vendors who are there also focus on building SCIFs. It's a smaller population, but yeah, it's a wide variety of topics. Cybersecurity is up a lot. That comes up as I said, things like CUI, and you hear updates from the federal government as to, you know, anything new being released. I remember last year, Matt Eanes, there was a lot of different updates from the federal government on different goals that they're going to have with how they're going to measure security clearance processing times, which was huge. You know, measuring it now from the point of opening the file till the end, right up to the end, where they used to only do like the 90% of the fastest, and they kind of shortened where they were doing that. So they have some big goals that they're working through. So just letting industry know about that, or know about when they're going to have visits coming up, things like that. So it's a lot of great updates for anybody who's involved with the facility security side of the house.
Yeah. And, you know, aside from information sharing at some of these conferences, I think I recently wrote an article from a recruiting perspective, like different conferences that you can recruit passive candidates at some of these security conferences, particularly NCEMS, which we attend every year. It can be a great way to network in terms of job prospects. I was working with folks on tailoring their resumes and connecting them with, you know, other companies, even though they were there to attend for their company to get information. It can just be a great place to network. And so when you're thinking about, you know, your career trajectory, obviously that's something important to clearancejobs.com, kind of not, you know, putting some of these conferences in a box like, oh, I'm not going to attend NSI because I don't need the new information. I can look it up on the internet. Well, when you go in person to some of these events, it can be a great place to network and make new connections.
Absolutely.
So some other articles from last month that I just really, really loved: Punch Drunk and Stupid, The Military That Never Sleeps. We also released one: TikTok Ban Extension Sparks Debate During Foreign Aid Package Discussions. And Pornhub is back in the news. Pornhub ban prompting some questions. I know Lindy did an update on that. So Jill, any other favorites that you want to highlight here from the news site last month?
You know, I would say just something that's been on my mind a lot, and it's nice to see a lot of the news updates for it. I mean, it's almost to the point where like nobody wants to keep talking about this topic, but you can't really avoid it, is the AI topic. And so I wrote an article, How to Find Cleared AI Jobs. But there's been a lot of other things, like some of the conferences recently, one of the things they're saying is like, if you don't already have this skill set, adding it into your capability or at least a better understanding of it is pretty much a must have going forward. Because even if it takes time for those, the skill, the capabilities to adjust with what contract requirements are going to be, or it takes time to figure out what's the best way to grow those skills, just having an eye towards that for your career is going to be really important going forward. So it's just been on my mind just watching that as I hear those things coming out of some of the conferences, especially within the intelligence community, just to have that mindset of looking to either pivot into that. Because if you're an early adopter into that, you could actually, you know, it can increase your compensation when you get in early and not wait for the rest of everybody else to join. If you're not looking into being, you know, an engineer, which that be me, but there are just different ways you can increase your awareness and increase your capabilities in either being comfortable with AI, understanding what's real and what's valid that AI spits out, and, you know, just being part of the overall team and the overall, the contributing member for that. So that's one of those ones that stand out to me.
Love that. And we'll continue to see AI in the news, I'm sure, as, you know, the government is trying to, you know, rub shoulders with industry or the commercial sector and kind of implement some of the things that maybe are a little ahead within the commercial space. We'll definitely continue to see AI, and I will always continue to use AI in my job because it makes things a lot easier. Working smarter, not harder, people. Well, that's what the news site held last month. There's so much more than what we discussed here today. So everyone needs to subscribe to news.clearancejobs.com. If you have a topic of mine that you'd like us to discuss on the podcast, please feel free to send us a note at editor@clearancejobs.com.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of ClearedCast. Hit the subscribe button and share this episode with your friends and colleagues. For more security clearance updates and national security career advice, subscribe to news.clearancejobs.com. If you have an active clearance, refresh your profile and search Clear Careers at clearancejobs.com.